You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Come to the site, check out all the good stuff we have leading into the 2022 NFL Draft. Can't believe we're just a week and 2 days away. So we'll have a complete breakdown there from a fantasy football perspective for you on this show. Here, we're going to continue our series looking at the veterans across the league. We've looked at the quarterbacks, running backs, the consensus expert rankings there at Fantasy Pros. We use half-point PPR. We're going to look at the wide receivers today, the stock watch for that position, who's rising, who's falling from last year's finish, and the reasons why. And a lot of wide receivers have already changed teams here this season. So some additional factors to consider there, as well as new wide receivers now finding themselves as clear-cut number ones in their current situation. So we'll break that down all for you here. We'll go through all the wide receiver threes on the board and beyond that, looking at several other guys that are notable here and where they are ranked at this very moment. Before the draft picks come in, a good wide receiver class comes in to change the course of some of these guys' fates here in 2022, but we have to look at where we are now to know where we're going with these guys here as we get closer to August and really mock draft season for fantasy football. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available for you on all platforms. All right, let's dive right into wide receivers. And again, we'll do this over three segments, get really deep here. So we'll actually talk about overall, 49 guys for you. So we'll do rapid fire in our last segment, but we will focus on the guys that finished in the top 12 last year. Cooper Kupp, no surprise, number one, dominated last year. He's still number one here for the Rams. The Matthew Stafford situation, the offense, nothing changes there. The age is a concern. He's had some knee injury issues as well. Is starting to creep up, but I think he has at least one more elite season in him. So Cooper Kupp ranked one where he finished last year in half-point PPR. Deebo Samuel finished second, but people are being a little bit conservative with him this year, seeing maybe he won't be in that hybrid running back role as much to boost his value here. But still, that's at number six in half-point PPR, according to Fantasy Pros consensus ranking. So a little bit of drop-off for Deebo Samuel. There behind him is Davante Adams. He's number four in the rankings. He falls from number three, so not much change there as Adams becomes a Raider instead of a Packer. So about where he is, he's still going to be a dominant go-to guy for his new quarterback, Derek Carr. He has good chemistry with Derek Carr, just like he did with Aaron Rodgers. It's a little bit in the past now at Fresno State, but there is a connection there, and Adams really wanted to play with Carr. So he's about right where he is. The new guy that we're looking at number two is Justin Jefferson. He finishes wide receiver four last year. So Jefferson gets a bump up. That makes a lot of sense here. So you have Samuel at six, Adams at four, a little bit drop off from where they are. Jefferson gets a bump up from four to two where he finished. And then you have Ja'Marr Chase. What a big year for Ja'Marr Chase, the rookie season for the Bengals. He was the Sporting News Offensive Rookie of the Year. I was fortunate to give Ja'Marr Chase the award. Special, special talent. Very mature. Again, Jefferson and Chase, these two guys were special together. They're special now in the NFL away from LSU. Ja'Marr Chase finished fifth last year in scoring. This is in terms of average points per game, so we're doing that. So beyond just the overall scoring, we're also factoring in if they miss games and all that here to know where they were. So Ja'Marr Chase is now three. So Jefferson, Chase, 2-3 behind Kupp now as we go into 2022. Tyreek Hill is dropped there. We know that Samuel is number six. So we have Tyreek Hill is at number nine here. He finished as wide receiver six with the Chiefs. So first year with the Dolphins, a little bit of a drop off here going from Patrick Mahomes to Tua Tagovailoa, I think, is the biggest concern with Tyreek Hill. So when you look at that, 6-9, that makes a lot of sense. You have Mike Evans. He finishes wide receiver 7 last year, drops to 11. Notable, Chris Godwin finishes wide receiver 10 in terms of average points. He did miss all those games there. He's down to 19. So even with Tom Brady returning, you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin taking a little bit of a hit here from their value from 2021 going into this year. So just trying to find a little bit more pop in this offense, maybe a little more run dependent here with their passing game a little short. We'll see Rob Gronkowski, if he returns, still very questionable there. That could change things up for Evans and Godwin. But people are being very conservative with them, and part of it is the rise of these other receivers and shakeups elsewhere. Stephon Diggs is one of those receivers. He cracks the top 5. He finished 8th there, so a little bit of a down season in some respects from his first year with Josh Allen, but he settled in pretty nicely here and still was a top 10 finisher. He's bumped up back to number 5 here at wide receiver and a half point. Diontae Johnson, I think it might surprise some people that he finishes wide receiver 9 and a half point PPR last year. He's down to 15, so a little bit of a downgrade, partly tied to not knowing who the Steelers starting quarterback is. Right now it would be Mitchell Trubisky, but that could change. It could be a rookie pick in the draft coming up. So Diontae Johnson, I think, maybe unfair. I think he's a pretty good route runner and talent, so I wouldn't downgrade him as much here. I think he's still a borderline wide receiver 1, but again, I think factoring the quarterback situation being a little bit of unknown, it's kind of splitting the difference and putting him down a little bit more into the wide receiver 2s. All right, we talked about Evans and Godwin, Godwin being number 10 finisher last year. The number 11 guy in terms of fantasy half-point PPR points per game was Mike Williams. He finished at 11 for the Chargers. This seems a little bit aggressively pushing him down. He's down to 32 in the rankings, which I think there's going to be some touchdown regression, but they signed a massive deal to bring him back with Justin Herbert. Herbert is an elite talent here, so a little bit of way downgrade, I think, with Mike Williams. People are just a little skeptical if he can duplicate things, but again, big target, can do things. Remember, this is points per game we're looking at. There is some durability concern with Williams, so that could push him a little way, but I don't think he falls any more than a high-end wide receiver 2. And T. Higgins. So you had 2 Bengals receivers finish as wide receiver 1s. He finished 12th there. He drops to 13th. I think that's not much of a difference there from what we saw. So we see T. Higgins in a good spot here, playing off what the other 2 have done here, Jamar Chase and Tyler Boyd. So really, this doesn't surprise the way of things. So the drastic changes here that we see, Diontae Johnson, Chris Godwin, and Mike Williams all kind of slide quite a bit from where they finished last year. But again, there are reasons for that in each situation. I think Godwin Williams a little bit more unjustified here, just because things have pretty much status quo for them, where Johnson has a legitimate change there with the quarterback. And Ben Roethlisberger retiring here and giving away to an unknown situation. We'll have more clarity on that once the Steelers do or don't take a high quarterback in the draft. Then we know it's Trubisky there. But Trubisky actually has a stronger arm than Roethlisberger at this point. So that could actually help Johnson. So that's why I keep him more in the wide receiver 1 range. Very good route runner. Very good all-around receiver. Very Steelers-like player here that will continue to produce. All right, that takes care of the wide receiver 1s from last year. We'll look at the wide receiver 2s from last year and where they rank this year. I'm excited to tell you about our next sponsor here. AG1 has been something I've been taking for a while now. It just makes me feel really good. I just wanted to get up in the morning with a burst of energy and have just better overall health and to start the day. And with that Athletic Greens signature product, AG1, I've gotten that in one delicious scoop inside my water every morning. You're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. I find their special blend of ingredients supports my gut health, my nervous system, my immune system, and it'll also going to help with your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things that we go through here. And AG1, it's a good way to work it into your breakfast. Just have it on the side as a bit of a smoothie there, and you know you're going to get all the benefits of AG1, and you're good to go for the rest of the day. Just check Check it out. It's a very lifestyle-friendly product here. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting great. Again, it also supports better sleep quality and recovery, supports your mental clarity, so it's a good way to start your workday and alertness. It's the one thing with the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing to come up with AG1. And you can check out all of the great reviews about AG1. Athletic Greens and their products have more than 7,000 five-star reviews. They're recommended by professional athletes around the globe, trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais. So check it out. AG1, the signature product from Athletic Greens. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase with AG1. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NFL Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NFL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is also brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats, sports information as well. And it's an exciting time with the draft. There's all kinds of side action there. You also have an alternative league to the NFL, USFL, popping up. A lot of great golf tournaments still around the corner after the Masters are done. We also have the basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. So a lot of ways to get into the action. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news there at BetOnline. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today to use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, we will continue here breaking down the wide receiver stock watch, looking at where players are ranked, who's rising and who's falling from last year's finish in fantasy football. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Now, here's a big announcement. Starting Thursday, April 28th, tune in to Locked On NFL Draft's live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft with all 3 days of real-time analysis from our extensive lineup of experts and insiders. And for those of you dying to know who your team will take, catch Odyssey and Locked On NFL Mock Draft Special, hosted by Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson of the Peacock and Williamson NFL Show, all week leading up to the first pick. Check it out, Locked On NFL Draft, on the Locked On NFL Draft YouTube page, Odyssey NFL Mock Draft, Odyssey and Locked On NFL Draft podcast feeds. Check out that mock draft April 18th through the 22nd, and as well as the 25th. Locked On NFL Draft Live will come at you April 28th at 7, April 29th at 6:30, and on the final day of draft, April 30th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Good stuff all around the network. As it's time for the draft, we can't wait to bring you the analysis and insight here daily on Locked On Network. All right, let's look at our number 13 finisher here at wide receiver from last year. He's going to take a hit for sure. Tyler Lockett finished 13. He's ranked 27th in half-point PPR, according to the expert consensus on Fantasy Pros. Yeah, we know he lost Russell Wilson. Wilson and Lockett had unbelievable chemistry. Now you have Drew Lock. Even though their names are similar, Drew Lock and Tyler Lockett, I don't see that chemistry redeveloping here. And we also don't know if Drew Lock is going to be the starting quarterback. They're thinking about Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett, the draft at number 9 overall. Will that happen? So a lot of things in flux for Tyler Lockett, but a quarterback change in the works. And again, you just can't copy what he had with Wilson here, so that's reasonable to drop him down into the end of the wide receiver twos here. And he's aging, slowing down a little bit as well. So a lot of factors working against Tyler Lockett. Keenan Allen, a very good factor working in his favor. Justin Herbert. So it was funny. Mike Williams dropped from 11 to 32 from his finish to his ranking. Right now, Allen is just staying steady here. He finished 14th last year, bumped up to 10. So Allen in the right direction here. So that means Williams should taper off where he was last year into the wide receiver two rankings. Now you look at Adam Thielen. He finished 15th. People are way down on Adam Thielen. The Vikings could actually draft a wide receiver here, but the age, the injury, everything is piling up here for Adam Thielen. It's going to drop off dramatically at some point. It could be as early as this year. So dropping all the way down to 34, borderline wide receiver 3. Robert Woods, people are being conservative with him coming off the ACL. He finishes wide receiver 16 and a half point behind Cooper Kupp with the Rams. Now he's with the Tennessee Titans with a trade. So he's filling in for Julio Jones, and Julio Jones disappointing there with his numbers. So we'll see what happens there as the number two. It's been hard for the Titans to support two guys. So 40th is a little harsh. I still think he comes in a little bit more in the wide receiver 2-3 borderline. DeAndre Hopkins couldn't stay healthy for a season. He actually was only the 17th average scorer there in half-point PPR last year. So conservatively, he's up to 12. Yeah, that's where he is, a borderline wide receiver 1-2 here this year. Hunter Renfro, big drop-off for him from 18th finish from last year. Yeah, that surprised some people. He's a solid wide receiver 2. Dropping back down to wide receiver 3, that's what Davante Adams is going to do for you. Adams is going to eat a chunk of his key targets and touchdowns and looks here from Derek Carr, so that's why you have that bounce down for Hunter Renfro. DK Metcalf, a little bit less quarterback dependent because he's such a big play threat on the outside. He comes up from 19 to 16 here, so not much of a drop, but Tyler Lockett fading for sure. So Metcalf, whether it's Drew Lock or another quarterback, he's a true bona fide number one on the outside, hard to cover here. So kind of a quarterback adjustable here, more so than Lockett in 2022. Jalen Waddle is going to get help from Tyreek Hill. That's going to bump his value actually up. He finishes wide receiver 20 at half-point PPR. He goes up to 14, probably a reason why Hill is dropping a little bit, because Waddle and Tua Tagovailoa had such chemistry last year. So Waddle is better than you think to be close to a 1A or 1B to a Tyreek Hill's 1 here. So something to watch there. So Waddle, very high on him after a big year last year with Tagovailoa. CeeDee Lamb is the biggest riser on the board that's of note. He finished as wide receiver 21. Pretty good. I think people thought he was lower than that because he had a lot of disappointing games. He's up to number 8. So if we were looking for number 8, who's the guy there that's rounding out the top 10, it would be him there. And we have one more guy in the top 10 here that we'll talk about their finish from last year. But CeeDee Lamb now pretty much flying solo without Amari Cooper. That's a big deal because Michael Gallup's a different style of receiver. Lamb profiles like a number 1 because he can go outside and inside. Gallup is pretty much the outside dedicated guy here. And you're down to 3 key targets for Dak Prescott between Lamb and Gallup and Dalton Schultz. So really looking good for CeeDee Lamb here to be a more dominant number 1 versus a wide receiver 2 that he was last year. Brandon Cooks finished really well with the Texans quarterback situation, whether it was Tyrod Taylor or Davis Mills. So he's about the same. 22 last year was the finish, 23. Michael Pittman gets a bump up with the Matt Ryan acquisition. He finishes wide receiver 23. So Pittman Jr. there gets a legitimate number one quarterback that could have a little bit more chemistry with him than Carson Wentz. So up to a wide receiver to solid status from already being there last year for Pittman. A.J. Brown was number 24, but he's bumping up all the way to number 7. Right now he's holding out. It's a thing with these receivers looking for the new contracts here. But Brown should be in the mix and really take over and really came down the stretch when back healthy with a Ryan Tannehill last year. So, yeah, be aggressive with A.J. Brown. He's a solid wide receiver 1 here in 2022. All right, that breaks down the guys that finished as wide receiver 2s last year. We'll get into the guys that were wide receiver 3s. And then beyond that, we'll get 49 deep at wide receiver when it's all said and done. We'll want to get all the notables that are ranked as a wide receiver 1, 2, or 3s this year. Before we do that, I got to tell you that this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is also brought to you by Rock Auto. With ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now possible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on his or her computer? Ordering and choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry, you have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why should you spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Take the example of a Honda Odyssey fuel pump. You could pay $353 at a chain store, or you could only get it for $216 at Rock Auto. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need. I found a lot of obscure parts there, including a side mirror cover and a console there, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. You can find them all at Rock Auto. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution to your auto parts needs. All you have to do is go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked on in there, how did you hear about us, box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Find them at rockauto.com. Okay, time to close the show. We're going to rapid fire this a little bit to get through all the wide receivers. We will get through all the wide receiver threes from where they finished last year, then get in to some guys that are borderline here and what's changed for them from 2021-22. Amon Ross St. Brown finished 25th in average points per game, came on strong late for the Lions as a rookie. He's at 28, so that makes sense. He's their number one as they're still working DJ Chark coming off the injury. Chark, by the way, finished 32nd as a Jaguar before he had that major injury against the Bengals. He's down to 49, so Amon Ra is being traded pretty much as the Lions' number one. Hollywood Brown, another Brown, 26 last year in scoring. Last wide receiver three on the board at 36. Part of it is the rise of Rashad Bateman, potentially, and the presence of Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson. DJ Moore bumping up quite a bit from a solid wide receiver 3, 27, to a solid wide receiver 2 at 17. DJ Moore, not much has changed there with the Sam Darnold quarterback situation. We'll monitor if Baker Mayfield's in the mix, but Moore too talented to finish there in that low spot again. Amari Cooper separating for CeeDee Lamb. He gets 7 bumps up from where he finished last year. He was a wide receiver 3 at 28. Now he's being looked at as a borderline wide receiver 2 at 21 as he's now the Browns' go-to guy for Deshaun Watson. I think that still could be a bit conservative with his number here, but definitely on the rise is Amari Cooper. Elijah Moore, what a talent this guy was. Came on strong last year. He finished as a wide receiver 3 again at 29. You bump him up to 24. He's the go-to guy for Zach Wilson, the number one receiver, really. Corey Davis also finished pretty well last year at 35, so he was also a wide receiver 3. He's down to 54, I would bump up Davis a little bit more. He's just too valuable, at least to wide receiver 4-3 borderline here behind Elijah Moore. Darnell Mooney is going to dominate as the go-to guy at number one here for Justin Fields. He's about ranked where he was, 30 and 31, pretty even there. Terry McLaurin gets a bump up to 20 from finishing as a wide receiver 3-31. Carson Wentz developing chemistry with him right now as we speak. So that's McLaurin has chances here to go up here. We talked about Chark leaving Jaguars. He finished 32nd. Christian Kirk finished at 33 there for the Cardinals. He's dropped down to 44. So people skeptical about the situation in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence to trust him as anything more than a wide receiver 4 flyer. You have Russell Gage goes to become the third receiver there in Tampa. He could affect the production of Evans and Godwin a little bit, but he goes from 34 out of necessity. He was the guy at Calvin Ridley, not available this season, to more of a wide receiver 4 this year. We talked about Corey Davis. Tyler Boyd was their third Bengals receiver that made it. So the only team that had three receivers make the top 36. Boyd finished exactly as wide receiver 36, wide receiver 3 on the board, dropping him down to 50. And if Chase and Higgins produced more, that would make sense. And if they look a little bit more to tight end, that's what you would get here from the Bengals. Let's go down some other guys that were not in anywhere near a reasonable finish last year for various reasons. Michael Thomas is at 22. Didn't play really at all last year for the Saints. So jumping him back and getting him as a wide receiver to 2 is a conservative estimate. Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton well off the radar with the Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Lock mix there. 25 for Jeudy, 26 for Sutton. Makes a lot of sense. So they get the bumps up while Lockett and Metcalf go on the way down. I think it's a little bit aggressive for Jeudy and Sutton. I think Sutton is still the better receiver here with that. But wide receiver 2-3 borderline makes a lot of sense for both of those Broncos receivers as a conservative way to look at it until we see more with Russell Wilson, the chemistry there. Allen Robinson is 29. He makes the cut, just totally faded on the Bears. So he's now in the Robert Woods role. So keep in mind, Woods was 16 there as wide receiver. So upside for Robinson to get back into wide receiver 2 status. Devonta Smith finished 39, ranked 30 this year, so it makes sense as the rise of the Eagles receiver. Juju Smith-Schuster really had injury issues with the Steelers in his final year, but as the primary pass catcher playing off Travis Kelce at wideout for the Chiefs, he's at number 35. Brandon Ayuk is at 37, a little bit conservative with him, partly because it's a main running team with Samuel having a big bump up. Gabriel Davis did finish pretty strong here, but he's at 38. I think they're just being a little conservative with Diggs' value. I think Davis can finish well into the wide receiver threes. There, Cordarrelle Patterson, we said he had a big drop-off at running back, rather drop-off here at wide receiver as well, 39. Chase Claypool there. He finished 38th last year, drops to 41. So I think, again, a product of the quarterback uncertainty there in Pittsburgh. But watch out for Chase Claypool having a big bump up, depending if the rookie has a strong arm to get the ball to him downfield. Michael Gallup finishes wide receiver 42. He'll bump up more into wide receiver 3 range. Same thing with Rashad Bateman. He'll cut into more what the production of Hollywood Brown is in year 2. So he's at 43 right now. And rounding out to the last tier here, you have Kadarius Toney at 45. He definitely had his moments there for the Giants when healthy. He wasn't healthy for all that long as a rookie, but easily lines up as their potential number one this year. And going to see a lot of volume with Daniel Jones. And finally, Devontae Parker has a new home here with the Patriots at number 46 on the board. So Parker got traded in the division, which is very rare, from the Dolphins to the Patriots. But he takes over as their most appealing receiver over Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry and Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Agholor. You look at Devontae Parker having that kind of profile on the outside here on the board at 46 after a disappointing final year in not really being on the field for Miami. There has his big second chance in New England. So there you have it. There's a breakdown of 49 wide receivers in the stock watch, where they finished last year, where they're looking at their values going this year. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Don't forget, we'll wrap up the series looking at the ranking stock watch, the updates you need to know at tight end. Now make your second listen Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bring the NFL Draft to life every day with inside analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow as we close our series of stock watches with tight end.